I think that does it for our announcements this morning. God's blessings on your worship. We're going to begin with our opening blessing, found in the bulletin on page 3, but also on projection as well. We make our beginning in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us share responsively Psalm 121. I lift up my eyes to the hills.
From where will my help come?
My help comes from the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
He will not let your foot be moved.
He who keeps you will not slumber.
He who keeps Israel
will neither slumber nor sleep.
The Lord is your keeper.
The Lord is your shade at your right hand.
The sun shall not strike you by day,
nor the moon by night.
The Lord will keep you from all evil.
He will keep your life.
The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in,
from this time on and forevermore.
Now let's take a moment to be honest with ourselves and with God in our time of confession. Jesus said, "Ask, and it will be given. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and those who seek find, and to each who knocks, it will be opened." God knows our needs before we even ask, and in our asking prepares us to receive the gift of His grace. Let us open our hearts to God's healing forgiveness and forsake all that separates us from Him and from one another. Let us be mindful of all personal evil done in thought, word, and deed, and confess to God what has wounded others and us through our sin. Almighty God, Father of our Lord Jesus, maker of all things, we admit and confess our sinfulness. We have turned away from you and from each other in our thoughts, words, and actions. We do repent and are truly sorry for our sins. Have mercy on us, kind Father. Forgive us all that is past. Renew us with the power of the Holy Spirit, and move us to faithful service in the kingdom of Jesus Christ our Lord. God has promised forgiveness of sins to those who repent and turn to Him. May He keep you in His grace by the Spirit and lead you to greater faith and obedience and bring you to live with Him forever through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We now share our hymn of praise.